Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Lisa. Now, you'll have to include me out tonight, Angel. Army intelligence is sending me to Sicily. That's right. The island off the coast of Italy. Seems some boy down there is running wild with a knife, and they hope I might offer just the kind of proposition he might like to take a stab at.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the Case of the Rolling Stones.
Anyone who thinks hide-and-seek is strictly for kids ought to take a look at Mario Gentile. Mario's been playing the game for years, and very successfully, too. But then look what he'll do not to be caught. 24 hours ago, he was in Naples, where he grabbed the night boat for Palermo, Sicily. And while the ship plowed through the Straits of Messina, Mario made like a butterfly. When he emerged from his cocoon, his brown hair was dyed black and his mustache was gone. 6 hours later, the new Mario was relaxing in a furnished room off the Via Vittorio Emanuele in Palermo. But even the best of us have to be it once in a while. And if you believe in sound effects, this may be Mario's turn now.
Who? Who is it?
It's Eda, Mario.
Who?
Eda Casalini.
Un momento.
Oh, my darling.
No, stop it, Eda.
Oh, forgive me, but it's been so long.
Who told you I was in Palermo?
No one.
Then how did you find out?
Every night I watched the boat from Naples, hoping someday you would return. Tonight my wish was granted.
How did you recognize me?
It would take more than dyed hair to fool a woman in love. Oh, Mario, why did you leave me?
Because I had business to attend.
There was not another woman?
No.
You lie. I saw a girl with you that morning you left.
She was a business associate.
I'll kill her if I ever see her again.
Don't be a fool. Now get out.
No, no, I did not mean it, Mario. Give me one more chance.
Will you behave?
I swear on my father's grave.
All right.
You won't regret it, darling. If there is anything I can do.
There is. Can you get in touch with Bianca Naldi for me?
Is she the one?
You are talking like a fool. I must see Bianca.
Mario.
Shh. Open up, Gentile.
There is no one here by that name.
We know better. This is the place.
You idiot. You led them here.
Oh, darling, I was most careful.
You might as well surrender, Mario. We have the building surrounded.
Listen, Edda. There is a staircase in the kitchen. It leads to the roof.
I will not go without you.
You will do as I say. Oh. If anyone asks you, you've been hanging wash up there. Now hurry.
When will I see you?
Sooner than you think. Now go.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
This is your last chance, Gentile. Are you going to open this door? Or shall I have my men break it down?
That won't be necessary, Trente.
All right, Sergente. Take 3 men. Search the place.
Si, mi, Trente. Andiamo, ragazzi.
Si, andiamo da questa parte.
What is the meaning of this?
May I see your papers, please?
My papers? Of course. But I assure you that your superior officer will...
Yes?
I seem to have mislaid them.
I submit you never had them to begin with. What is your name?
Mario Gentile.
It was not always so, was it? You were once known as Mario Toselli.
You are insane.
But you know who Mario Toselli is?
I have no idea.
Well, if you will be kind enough to accompany me to the Palazzo Chiaramonte, I will be only too happy to enlighten you. After you, signore.
Terente, forgive me if I seem ungrateful for your hospitality, but I've been here for 3 hours, and I've yet to learn the charges against me.
Patience is a great virtue, Mario. You should cultivate it. As it happens, we are waiting for an American.
An American?
A gentleman named Michael Waring. Perhaps you have heard of him?
No.
A distinguished personality. He was once a private investigator in the United States called the Falcon. A very colorful name, no?
No.
A matter of taste. Today he is with American intelligence.
It is of no interest to me.
Well, I am sure you will be of interest to Senor Warren. You see, avanti.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Michael, my good friend.
How are you, Emilio?
Better now, as I regard your countenance. I did not expect you till noon.
Well, I flew over as soon as I got your message.
It aroused your curiosity.
No end. What's it all about?
First, I should like you to meet Mario Gentile. Mario, this is Signor Waring.
I am delighted.
Well, I'm not. Look, Lieutenant, you didn't bring me all the way from Rome to meet him.
Well, you are familiar with his reputation.
Yeah, he's an organizer for the Communist Party.
And that does not arouse your interest?
No, the party is an outlaw in Italy.
Ah, but suppose I told you in an earlier day he had another name. Prior to 1945, he was known as Mario Toselli.
Toselli?
Ah, you'll recognize
him. Sure, the Allied War Crimes Commission has been looking for him for years. They've got a rope necktie they'd like to try on him for size.
This is absurd. I never even heard of the man.
And you're the only one in Italy who hasn't. Toselli organized a Squadra d'Azione and the Milizia Volontaria Fascisti. They were Mussolini's personal strong-arm squad.
And think of it, Michael. Today we are honored by the presence of its founder.
You are mistaken.
Well, what were you doing in 1945?
I was fighting with the partisans near Genoa.
Who was your commander?
You will not find any record for him. We were a small group.
And prior to 45?
I was in France.
Doing what?
That is my own affair. But I tell you, I am not Toselli.
Well, it should be easy enough to check. Lieutenant, didn't Toselli come from Messina?
Si.
Well, I'll take him there first thing in the morning. In the meantime, can you put him away on ice? I'd hate for him to spoil after all these years.
Halt! Who goes there?
It is only me, Your Honor. I wish to see the prisoner, Mario Gentile.
It is not permitted.
I have written authorization from Lieutenant Balbo.
Let me see.
You are holding it upside down.
Hmm?
Can't you read?
Do you take me for an illiterate? Of course I can. This is most strange. I was instructed that the
you
prisoner...
You question the authority of the tenente?
Of course not. What do you have in that basket?
Some food for my cousin. See? A bottle of wine and some cheese.
All right.
Edda!
How are you, Mario?
How in the name of...
The lieutenant was most kind.
You may have 5 minutes.
We are most grateful, Your Honor.
I warn you not to create any disturbance.
How did you manage this?
I had a pass.
A pass?
It was most official looking. Now he's a great artist.
You should not have taken the chance. They will discover the forgery in a minute.
A minute is all I require. I brought you some food, Mario. See? Your favorite wine. My mother prepared especially for you. She hopes you will drink her health. Careful.
There is a stiletto in here.
It may be thin. But he's made of the finest steel.
Good girl.
Now
good
you
girl.
Know how much I love you.
Oh, there was never any doubt in my mind.
You'll be able to use it?
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow I leave by railroad with the Signor Waring for Messina. And this may be just the thing to relieve the monotony of the trip. Very good, very good.
My thanks to your very dear mother.
What time have you got, Sergeant?
It lacks 10 minutes of 1 o'clock, Signor Waring.
How's our friend Mario doing?
He's asleep. Shall I waken him?
No, there's plenty of time. I wonder if they got anything to read on this train.
I saw a vendor in the next car.
Well, now, if this were the super chief, all I'd have to do is buzz.
If you would like me...
No, thanks. I'll do it myself. Keep an eye on Sleeping Beauty.
You may rest easy, Signor. Sergeant Giovanni Martelli has never betrayed his trust.
Okay, Paisan. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I trust you slept well, Comrade Mario.
Huh?
One observing you would think you had not a care in the world.
I haven't, if you overlook these handcuffs. Would you happen to have a cigarette?
Oh, si.
Grazie. You know, Sergeant, you are a very good fellow. You know, you made a very definite impression on my cousin.
Your cousin?
The young lady who visited me in my cell yesterday. She thought you were very handsome.
She did?
Yes.
She's a most attractive female herself.
Hey. Would you like her address?
Very much.
She lives at numero 300 via 47. Well, why don't you write it down?
I...
I will remember it. You said Trochen.
You cannot ride, huh?
My schooling was interrupted at a tender age.
Ah, si capisce. It's very understandable. If you will remove the handcuffs, I will be very glad to do it for you.
What?
No, no, come, Sergeant. Certainly, you have no fear of me. A well-proportioned man like yourself. That was the first thing Edna noticed about you. Even that uniform couldn't hide those muscles.
Hard work, does it?
Well?
It is out of the question.
Oh, of course. You are afraid of the American signore, eh?
Sergeant Giovanni fears no one. Stick out your hand.
Many thanks, my friend.
Hurry. Write it down before Signor Waring returns.
It will be a pleasure. I believe I had a pen in my pocket. Oh, yes.
Hey, where did you get the knife?
You're mistaken. This is a pen. Here. You can feel the
point. No, Mario.
Yes, Sergeant. Yes, indeed. I'm sorry it had to be you. I would have preferred it if it were Sergeant Waring. Arrivederci, Sergente. I fear we shall never meet again.
You and your children can expect to live long thanks largely to better medicine and surgery, but you could expect to live even longer were it not for the danger of automobile accidents. If driver education could be taught in all of our schools instead of only a third of them, it might someday help to save the life of your own son or daughter. Remember, in your own automobile, to drive as though your life depends on it. It does. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, that's Sicily for you, the land of hot tempers and cold steel. And when I got back to my compartment on the train, I found Mario Gentile was gone. But the good sergeant was still waiting. He was huddled on the floor, the blood pouring from half a dozen wounds. Yeah, Giovanni had reached the end of the line. But I had a hunch the big attraction for Mario was in Palermo, where we all started. So I headed back for the Hotel Rodolfo to await further developments. And they weren't long in coming.
Excuse me, please. I'm looking for the Signor Michael Waring.
Oh, come in.
My card, signor?
Cesare de Lavoro.
Si, it was suggested by the Lieutenant Balbo that I see you.
Well, sit down.
Grazie, signor.
You care to join me?
Later, perhaps.
All right, what can I do for you, de Lavoro?
You have it within your power to save my life.
Huh?
You had in your custody yesterday a man who has called himself Mario Gentile. That was not his right name.
How would you know?
Because I have known him since 1934. In those days, he was known as Mario Toselli.
You sure of that?
Positive. We were almost inseparable.
I see.
I assure you, signor, I was not a fascist. I knew Toselli purely in a social way. He was in love with a woman named Margherita Pecci. I took her away.
Let me get this straight.
She honored me by becoming my wife.
Oh. How did Toselli take that?
Oh, most badly. He swore to kill us both. It was only by going to France that we managed to escape his vengeance.
Mm-hmm. And you think
he returned to Palermo to keep his oath. For myself, I do not care, signor, but Margherita...
Does she know Mario is in Palermo?
All Sicily knows. The papers have carried little else. It was her idea I consulted the Carabinieri.
Well, where's your wife now?
Well, she waits for me at Laura's hotel.
Laura?
Laura Reynolds. She's an old friend of Margherita.
What does she look like?
Well, she's most attractive.
No. I mean, is she a blonde, a brunette?
Well, why?
Well, a woman visited Mario Gentile in his cell before he escaped, and we've got a hunch she supplied the stiletto.
Oh, it could not be Laura.
Why not?
Well, she's an American.
Oh, I see. All right, tell your wife not to worry, de Lavoro. Not that that will stop her, but I promise you we'll do everything we can.
Quattro, cinque. Is the clock right, Laura?
No, it's a couple of minutes slow, Margherita.
But Cesare promised to call by four. Something must have happened to him.
Maybe he was hit by a car.
How can you say such things?
It's real easy.
You never liked my husband.
I never liked spinach either, so what does that prove? far as Cesare is
concerned. I will not permit you to say another word against him.
Margarita,
I refuse to listen. Ever since... That must be Cesare now.
Come in.
I trust you ladies will excuse me, but I am searching for the Signora Del Lavoro.
I am Margarita Del Lavoro.
I kiss your hand, Signora. I recognize you immediately from your husband's description. I am Antonio Lombardi.
Antonio Lombardi?
Did Cesare not call and advise you I was to drive you home?
No.
That is most strange.
That is the understatement of the week.
No capisco?
Oh, forgive me, Signor Lombardi. This is my old friend, Laura Reynolds.
Delighted.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Why didn't Cesare come here himself?
With the problem at hand, he thought it best not to take chances.
What about...
It has all been taken care of. Shall we go?
Yes, of course. Goodbye, Laura.
Margarita, wait a minute.
No, sorry, dear. I do not wish to keep Cesare waiting.
Well, call me the minute you get home. I've got the strangest feeling.
Your concern does you credit, signorina. But you need not worry. Rest assured, I shall take care of her properly. Arrivederci.
Signor Lombardi.
Si?
Did you not say we were to meet Cesare at home?
Did I?
Yes.
Then so be it. I would never think to contradict a lady.
But this is not the way to Via Toledo. We are going south. There is the marina. The sea is over there.
Will miracles never cease? I would have sworn.
What are you stopping here for?
For this.
A gun?
You must understand, my dear. I bear no grievance against you personally, but my employer...
Who is your employer?
Would you care to venture a guess?
No, I don't have to. I know!
Let go, you fool! Let go before I... Why must you women always be so difficult?
Is that you, Margarita?
No, it's Mike Waring.
Oh, just a moment. Oh, Signor Waring, this is a surprise. Please come in.
Thanks.
I'm so sorry my wife is not here to meet you. She would be most honored.
Look, De Lavoro, there's something I've got to tell you. I just came from Lieutenant Balbo's office.
He has apprehended Mario Gentile, huh?
No, not yet.
But then what is it? But tell me, Signor, what is it?
It's about your wife.
Something has happened to her.
Yes.
But where is she? Where is she? You must take me to her at once.
It wouldn't do any good.
No, no.
I'm afraid it's yes.
He kept his promise.
I feel kind of helpless, De Lavoro, but if there's anything I can do...
No, no, Signor, no one can help me. If you will be so kind as to leave me now, I would like to be alone for a while.
That's the story, Miss Reynolds. The Carabinieri found a body an hour ago. Naturally, I thought you should know.
Oh, I had a feeling when I saw that man. Couldn't you trace him through the car?
You tell me how.
Well, I watched them from the window as they walked out. His car was parked right across the street.
It wasn't the Blue Neige.
How did you know?
A tourist reported it stolen early this afternoon. Now, getting back to this Antonio Lombardi, what did he look like?
Well, he was about 5'5", dark hair, dapper.
You're sure it wasn't Mario Gentile?
No, I'm positive. I've seen Gentile's picture.
And he must have been an old comrade doing Mario a favor.
Then why did he say Cesare sent him?
Well, you don't think your friend Margarita would have gone with him if he admitted he came from Mario?
Oh, why didn't Cesare call the way he promised?
Because when he left me, he went into a huddle with Lieutenant Balbo at the Palazzo Caramonte.
Well, I still think it's strange.
Well, that's your privilege. How long have you known De Lavoro?
I met him at Cannes a year ago.
And his wife?
I met her at the same time.
That's funny. I had an idea you and Margarita were practically sorority sisters.
You know, I don't think I like your attitude.
I don't blame you. I don't like it myself. You mind if I use your phone?
Go right ahead.
Thanks.
I hope that's a local call.
It is. I'd like to see how De Lavoro is getting along. Got a feeling I shouldn't have left him.
Hello?
De Lavoro?
Who is this?
Mike Waring.
Oh, in the name of heaven, Signor, where are you? I have been searching all over Palermo for you.
Why, what's up?
I just heard from Mario Gentile.
When?
not more than 5 minutes ago. He said now that he had disposed of Margarita, it was my turn.
Well, listen to Lavoro. I'm going to hang up. As soon as I do, I want you to call Lieutenant Balbo.
It does not matter anymore, senor. I just wish to thank you for all that you do.
Hello. Hello. De Lavoro.
What's the trouble?
And you call it, Angel. But from where I'm sitting, it sounds like murder. Let's hope I'm wrong.
He doesn't answer.
You didn't really expect him to. All right, get out of the way.
What are you going to do?
Put my foot through the panel.
There ought to be an easier way.
Well, there is, but this is more fun, Laura. Yeah, that ought to do it. Now, let's see if I can reach the lock from here. Entree, madame.
Thank you. Now what?
Well, don't you notice anything unusual?
Well, what do you expect me to do, scream?
I had my hopes.
Well, I'm sorry if I disappointed you.
Oh. Now, that's what I call a double take.
He isn't dead.
No, see if there's any brandy around.
You think he should have it?
No, but I could stand a drink.
Senor Waring.
Now, don't talk.
You got here a little late.
Well, don't you worry, De Lavoro. You're going to be fine.
Oh, you cannot fool me, senor.
No, I mean it. It's practically a scratch.
But it burns.
Well, that's to be expected. Was it Mario Gentile?
I couldn't say for sure. I did not see his face.
Now, wait a second. What's this in the corner?
Huh?
Well, what do you know?
Oh, it is a gun.
Yep, it's what it is. A German Mauser. You know, it looks kind of familiar.
Is it the same weapon that was used on...
I wouldn't be surprised. You got a handkerchief?
Here.
I finally managed to locate some brandy.
Nice work, Angel. Give him a shot.
What about you?
I'll take a rain check. Right now, I want to see Lieutenant Balbo. With a little luck, I think we can wrap this up.
You, my friend, much as it pains me to disagree with you, you are wrong. Mario Gentile is not within 50 miles of Palermo.
Then who took that shot at De Lavoro?
The same assassin who killed his wife.
No, I doubt it, Lieutenant. If a man is motivated by revenge, he'll want to do some of the trigger pulling himself. Otherwise, why did he come back to Sicily in the first place?
Ah, that is a very good question.
We got a million good questions. What we need is a couple of answers. You think your ballistics department is through checking the gun?
We shall see. Sargente, Tenente Balbo qui. Ha finito con l'arma? Vabbè. Hmm? Che interessante. Bravo, grazie tante, Sargento.
Well, what did he say?
The gun was of German manufacture. It was a Mauser.
Oh, tell me something I don't know. What about fingerprints?
Not a one.
We expected that. I don't suppose they were able to run down the serial number.
On the contrary, Michael. There they were most successful.
Huh?
The gun was purchased 2 weeks ago in Naples.
In Naples?
And you will die when you hear the name of the man who bought it.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes, it was purchased by an American named Michael Waring.
Oh, no.
You are upset? And I thought you would be delighted by the news. I guess there is no pleasing some people.
We all shudder and shake our heads sadly over the catastrophes we hear about. The floods, explosions, and other accidents which take five or more lives. We wonder if it could happen to us, too. Well, there is one type of catastrophe to which most of us are exposed many times every day if we drive or ride on the highways. It's the head-on collision between two motor vehicles. It means almost certain death or injury to the drivers and passengers of those vehicles involved. Take a lesson from the fatality figures and drive as though your life depends on it. It does. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, there's one thing you can say about cops the world over. They all get the same look on their faces when they're pleased. And Lieutenant Balbo was wearing that look now. And no wonder. Here I'd been needling him about Mario Gentile, and it turns out the gun that killed Margarita de Lavoro belonged to me. A most revolting development.
Well, my friend, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, very little. No wonder that gun looked familiar. Mario must have stolen it from my hotel room. But I was right about one thing. He's in Palermo.
So it would appear.
If there was one link we could find in the chain. Say, how far do your records go back on Gentile?
As Gentile, only till 1950, when he came to Sicily as an organizer for the Communist Party.
And you have no idea what he did before then?
Only theories.
But you don't know for sure?
No one does.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Lieutenant. I know one thing now about our mystery man.
What?
How to trap him.
And maybe Signor de Lavoro will be kind enough to furnish the bait. Let's ask him anyway.
Signor Waring, I do not like this idea. I do not like it at all.
Look, de Lavoro, either you have confidence in me or you don't.
Well, I don't know about him, but I don't.
Well, that's not too important, Laura. You're just part of the scenery.
But I do not understand this business. It seems to me that I'm what you call a target.
That's exactly what you are. Don't you see? It's our only chance of grabbing Mario. By this time, he knows he didn't kill you this afternoon. Well, if he's a man of his word...
He'll return.
That's what we're figuring on.
But if he kills me...
Not a chance. Lieutenant Balbo's got the place surrounded.
Not entirely, signore.
What?
You will oblige me by raising your hands.
You're the doctor.
Listen, Gentile.
Ah, Signor Del Lavoro, I believe.
Yes, yes.
You know, you have taken the name of Mario Gentile in vain. Naturally, I am displeased.
I can explain everything.
But why? Explanations are so boring.
Well, you're just going to stand there wearing?
What else can I do?
He's right, signorina. You see, I am a man with a purpose. I do not intend to be frustrated. All right, Del Lavoro. If you have anything to say, now is the time.
In heaven's name, have mercy. Waring, I beg you.
Stay where you are, signore.
I swear, Gentile, I did not mean any harm. I did not think it would matter to you.
It matters a great deal. Tell them the truth.
I never saw this man before in my life.
What?
Continue.
He was not responsible for Margarita's murder. I was. I hired the assassin.
Mascalzone!
Oh. Mike.
It's all right, Angel.
It's all right?
Nothing wrong with him. He just fainted.
But that bullet...
It was a blank. Right, Paisan?
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
Allow me to introduce myself, signorina. I am Sergeant Achille Bresci.
Sergeant Bresci?
Yeah, he's one of Lieutenant Balbo's boys. You did a beautiful job of acting, Achille.
So what good is it? With my luck, signore, I'll wager Rossellini wasn't even listening.
Well, Mike, maybe I'm thick, but I've got to admit that I still don't get it.
Oh, it isn't difficult, Laura. It all comes down to the fact that De Lavoro hired that man to murder his wife.
Yes, but how did Mario Gentile figure in this?
He didn't.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, when Mario escaped, it gave De Lavoro the bright idea. The papers had played up Mario as a man of mystery. Nobody knew anything about his background. So De Lavoro spread the story that Mario came to Sicily for the purpose of killing him and Margarita.
Oh, yes, but she knew the truth.
Sure, but no one had a chance to ask her. She was murdered before either Balbo or myself could see her.
Well, then, the shot we heard over the phone while De Lavoro was talking to you...
was self-inflicted.
Oh, you're guessing all this.
Well, that's why we had to bait a trap. And when De Lavoro mistook Achille Bresci for Mario Gentile, that clinched it.
You know, you're pretty clever.
You ought to see me do card tricks sometime.
Ha-ha, I'd love to.
All right, I'll show you one of my favorites. Now, let's pretend you're a woman and I'm a man, and we're all alone on the marina facing the sea.
And then what happens?
Well, that's what makes this such a wonderful trick, Angel. Even I don't know how it's going to turn out.
The Case of the Gorgeous Greek. The Case of the Gorgeous Greek. That's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that when Greece gets too hot, somebody is bound to catch the devil. The adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Joan Allison as Laura. This program came from New York. This is Fred Collins speaking.